Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. If you go out to dinner, you're ultimately going to be faced with the end-of-meal decision. This is the one that comes after whether to have dessert. That should always be answered in the affirmative. The final question is, what to tip? Sally Pollock, who writes for the Save a Vore section of the Burlington Free Press, has been investigating this question and new forms of tipping. She's here to share what she's learned. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
When are we expected to tip at a restaurant or a deli or a coffee shop? Is it only when there's table service?
It's almost required when there's table service. Peter Post, who's the manager of the Emily Post Institute in Burlington, which is sort of an arbiter of etiquette and taste and happy and dispenses wisdom about these things, says you have a contract when you eat in a restaurant. And if it's table service, you should tip 20%. And you can calculate that pre-tax. And it's been 20% for some time. So I asked Peter, you know, why not 25%? Should there be a raise for tipping? And he pointed out that as the price of meals have gone up, essentially people are getting paid more. Servers are getting paid more as a percentage of the bill, and it's easy to calculate 20%. At a buffet, he recommends tipping 10%. And at what we see increasingly, restaurants in which it's sort of semi-service, you walk up to the counter and order, and the food is brought to the table, he recommends 15%.
Got it. Now, a lot of transactions are taking place electronically or on a tablet. Explain the logistics of this method of tipping.
Well, this is somewhat complicated for people, or it can be for people like me, let's say, where you swipe a credit card and then you're presented with a screen and it gives you options of the percent you might want to tip. And if you're only buying, you know, a cup of coffee and a muffin, all of a sudden, you know, 15, 20, 25%. And some of them it's hard to find no tip. It's you can't see that option. Others, it's clearer. And I spoke with a behavioral economist at the University of Vermont, Sarah Solnick, and she said she thinks these are devised really visually to lead you to a number so that they're encouraging tipping. And in fact, she said she had been in Berkeley, California over the winter, and she doesn't normally tip when she buys a cup of coffee. And she saw one of these, and she really had to make sort of an effort to put no. And she said to herself, I'm not going to let this tipping machine intimidate me. But they are becoming more and more prevalent. And the sort of highest tech premier one, I've been told, is called Clover. It's like the smartphone of tip machines. And this one will have, you know, 20% wow and little like comments about the amount you leave. But apparently they do encourage tipping, and it works if you're trying to get tips from people. One of the founders of Clover told me that 83% of people leave tips this way, and restaurants report that, you know, they're definitely getting more tips via these digital tip jars.
And are we seeing a lot of this in Vermont, this digital tip jar, and how are people doing with it?
Tips are going up and up, people say. One restaurant in Burlington told me it's turned their tip world upside down. And, you know, employees like it because they're getting more tips. And it's convenient. It's convenient. Customers do say that they feel a little more pressure. It's hard, you know, you're just, there it is, tip, kind of. But it's working if you want to get tips.
If I can't find the no tip button, may I ask?
Absolutely ask. Peter Post said that, as he said to me, it's your money until you give it to someone else. And he said it may be awkward asking, but if you're not sure how to use the machine, if you're having difficulty, ask.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Save a Vore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing the new logistics of tipping. Sally, some people say we should just follow the European method. So is that no tipping at all?
That's not no tipping. Service is included, or gratuity is included in the check, but Jean-Louis Gérin, who's a French-born and raised chef who now is executive chef at Necky in Montpelier, says you might leave a little gratuity on top of that, just a little thank you for taking care of me, maybe 10%. He very much prefers the European system. He thinks that he sees in American restaurants people, you know, maybe rushing diners to get out the door to turn over a table. He said sometimes they don't even offer dessert. It's sad. And also, it has to do with the way serving is perceived, maybe, in Europe, in which it's more equitable. These are people who, generally speaking, he says, are servers because they want to be servers, and it's a profession.
Now, you've mentioned a few things you've learned from Peter Post about etiquette of tipping. Any other etiquette that we should know about?
Well, there's these new methods of tipping, these fun, what's called tip wars, in which restaurants are trying to generate tips, not with a computer screen, but with sort of creative methods. And they'll put up jars that might have, like at Uncommon Ground in Burlington recently, one jar said Snoopy and the other said Snoop Dogg. And you could vote with your money. You know, who do you prefer? And a pretty cool one is happening in Montpelier at Mad Taco, where they have an ongoing tip war that's gone on for a month now. And people were asked who influenced the world more. And each day there were two choices, Jackie Robinson versus Queen Elizabeth. I know how I'd answer that.
Yeah, I hope Jackie won.
I think Jackie could take the whole sweepstakes there. But anyway, and Mozart versus LeBron James and Stalin versus Shakespeare. And the winner moves on to the next round. And the finals are of the question, who influenced the world more? The two people who made it to the end are Einstein versus Martin Luther King.
Oh, interesting. Do we know? Do we have an answer yet?
You have to go to Mad Taco to find out. But on a tip level, Nick Dakota at Mad Taco said it absolutely, he thinks they absolutely get more tips doing that way because people have fun with it. They talk to each, you know, workers talk to customers about it. He said that on Super Bowl Sunday, they just had who's going to win.
Right.
And people were like, you know, I'm throwing in 10 for the Patriots, you know, and people were just into it.
I think I'd have to go with Snoopy over Snoop Dogg, though, on that one.
And Jackie over Queen Elizabeth. Jackie Robinson over the whole monarchy.
Absolutely. Sally Pollock writes for the Save a Voice section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.